The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
As my man Pooh Bear says, get ready for an extra hyped coach today. And you're damn right. What's good, everybody? Welcome into a brand new week here on your daily sports betting brand of record. We like to call it the Early Edge. Got a little glimpse of my all-star crew today. But before we get to them, we are coming off perhaps the greatest football game the world has ever seen. Certainly the greatest 2 minutes. And as a brand, how about 14-8 overall? 64% just on Sunday after a 60% day on Saturday. Also, we hit the Maestro's tees in addition to all of these plays. But certainly a lot of the overs helped last night with it going to overtime and Kelce and Tyreek and Mahomes and everything. Let's talk about it. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And you know I'm going five wide this morning. And I got to go to my man, my fellow Chiefs fan, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level. M Squared, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, the voice is a little soft. Look, I yelled a few times last night, stayed up late to watch some tennis. What an incredible game. Glad I was on the right side of it.
Oh, my God. I actually, full disclosure, I sent one of my best friends in the world a text with 13 seconds to go saying congratulations. He's a Bills fan. I thought it was over. Jay Smooth, live from New York City. How did you enjoy the game last night?
Oh, I just, as a fan of the game, what an incredible show. I mean, you know, maybe was pulling for New York a little bit, but it's all right. It can't be as bad as the Colts this year. So we'll all be back next year.
You know, also there's another city that had a lot of things turn upside down last night with that 13 second drive by the Chiefs. And that is Las Vegas. And that's where we find one of our favorite men in the family, Zach Attack. Zach Simony. Good morning, sir.
Well, Coach, your video was incredible to see your family jumping for joy for the Kansas City Chiefs. I can't believe just the ending, unbelievable, but the coaches didn't have to worry about clock management. That's the thing that sticks out for me, but an incredible game. We've got some more great playoffs coming up next weekend that Larry and Mike are going to talk about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's the thing. The coaches cannot be let off the hook today. For all of these talk shows going on this morning, my goodness, there's a lot to pick apart from the coaches. But Maestro, your teaser last night, give me some.
Yeah, that was the greatest ending for sure. In a game like that, I just keep going over so many of the little moments because they matter in a game like that. Should Tyreek Hill have been flagged for taunting? Obviously, the Bills should have squib kicked. You know, should Andy Reid have gone to Blake Bell on a 4th and 1 instead of, you know, Patrick Mahomes? And should the Bills have gone for it on 4th and 1 early in the second half when they were at their own 34-yard line? I think they should have. They punted away down 3 points. I mean, you just go back and dissect it. And yeah, the greatest game that I've ever seen.
See, the fact that you could rip out 6 or 7 instances like that shows you how memorable that game was. I mean, so many decisions that we didn't know how it would affect it at the end, and then it did. And one of my best buddies said on Twitter, he goes, I don't understand people that don't love sports. And that's exactly how I felt last night. How do you not love sports when you get to watch something like that? And by the way, it feels like $500 million right now with Patrick Mahomes is a bargain. Because was that the greatest 15-yard pass and catch to Tyreek Hill? They showed an overhead shot on Twitter today. There's no way that ball ever should have got to him. It was crazy. All right, we could talk about this game all day, but we got to get into today. Because as the Maestro always says, it's on to the next. You can't get comfortable with having a good weekend. So let's get laser focused. Let's refocus. And let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today or this week. And I believe, unless I'm mistaken, we only have one. And Maestro, I'm coming to you.
Well, looking ahead to next week, and you look at the Chiefs moved from 6.5 to 7, like I thought, I think it's probably going to tick even higher. But you got to watch the status of Tyrann Mathieu, because he left that game with a concussion. He is huge for that defense. They gave up 6.7 yards per play to the Bills, who, you know, marched up and down the field, as everyone saw. And it's going to be interesting if he can't come back. I think we're looking at, obviously, another shootout. This total has already gone up 3 points since the open.
Incredible. Incredible. And it should not be lost on anybody. We talked about it over the weekend that now the Rams and the Chiefs will get home games. I don't want to ever hear ever again that playing for the two seed doesn't matter, because it matters this year. All right, let's get into our board for the day. Just one play from Sportsline. And if you're not a Sportsline member, what in the hell are you doing? See everybody in the chat. They're all Sportsline members, and they love it because we're here, and we're here for you. But if you have a little reservations, I'm going to do you a solid. Use the promo code EDGE, EDGE, and I'll give you 30 days for free. Right now, you got the playoffs. You got NBA. You got college basketball, hockey. You got it all. All the cappers, all the simulations, everything for free, 30 days. Use the promo code EDGE. So today, we're going to go to college basketball. Winthrop and High Point, over 136. This game tips at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Our advanced model has this going to 146 and cashing in over 74% of our simulations. We'll take the over 136. Now, there are a few ways that you can get your energy back up after everything draining out of you after a game like last night. And for us here at this brand, if you're brand new, this is one of the ways we do it. So M Square, it's a Monday morning. How are you feeling? Because I think you know the drill, son!
I am feeling great, Coach, and I'm going to be feeling even better after we cash this teaser. Kansas City Chiefs -1 paired with the 49ers at +9.5. Two beautiful spots here, getting the Chiefs at that full touchdown favorite on their home field. Bring that number down to 1, get the win. My simulation number is -7.2 on this one. Home field advantage increases by a full point in my simulations in the playoffs. That's why this number is up to 7.2, not around 6. It'd be very interesting where it closes, but I think Kansas City obviously gets that win there. And then the 49ers, another divisional matchup for them in LA. I think this is a great spot for them to keep it within the number of 9.5. Expect a pretty competitive game there. I think they're live for the outright win, but I think it's going to be a really tough spot for them to win. I think that they can definitely keep it within the 9.5.
Real quick, from the opening numbers that you've seen in the two games, do you foresee them? I know we'll talk a lot about it on the Mega Preview on Tuesday, but do you see any of these lines moving, and how important do you think it is for people to get this teaser in today?
I think I would get it in just because of the Kansas City side. Personally, I think that one could land at 7.5, and 1 is still a lot more friendly than 1.5 in this spot. Mm-hmm. So I would get it in because of that. As far as the 49ers game, that one I could definitely see either hitting 4 or 3. Just kind of depends on where the money comes in. It's going to come in tomorrow afternoon, most likely, in terms of a bigger move. But I would get it in just because of the Kansas City side, personally.
All right, very good. Great analysis. As always, you only get it right here. Shout out to many of you in the chat today for getting up with us, Matt Legacy. How about my girl Allison? Saw her on Twitter last night, and now she's here in the set. So, Allison, welcome to the show. We want everybody. Tell your friends. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you look like. I don't care anything. We want you to come here and have a positive experience with other people that are like-minded. All right, let's get to the rest of our crew today. Now, New York City. I saw a number the other day, Jay Smooth. I believe it was $600 million in a weekend that New Yorkers are betting on mobile phones. I mean, it's crazy where you are right now. Talk to me.
I can't believe the rest of the city is betting $5 a week, dude, or day. But but yeah, no, it's crazy out here. Everyone's doing it. I got a lot of texts, honestly, from friends asking, like, hey, what should I be betting on? I got like this extra free money from Caesars. How can I spend it? So it's been kind of fun. A lot of people getting into it. Definitely a huge market here. And what's up to any people who are new to the show from New York? If you want to come hang out on the Upper East Side, shoot me a DM. But anyway, I got two plays today. I'm going to go with both, obviously, college basketball plays, but I'm going to target the MEAC. I'm going to take two favorites and fade two of the worst teams in this conference. So let's get started. I'm going to go with Norfolk. So I got this at -7.5. It's actually jumped to -8 or so now. I'd honestly go run and get this one. Morgan is a bottom 30 team in the country. Norfolk around 200. This should be a pretty big mismatch. It looks like on a neutral court, it should be about this spread, 8-9 points. But at home, I do think Norfolk should be able to get this one to around 10 or 11 points. I make it a 10.5 officially in my model. So definitely some good value on this one, even at 8. I would try to get it before you get to 8.5. But yeah, that should be a good one. Norfolk is a strong home team, 4-0-1 ATS on their own floor, 10-3-1 ATS this year. Morgan, not so much. But all right, the next one. Oh, man. Delaware State is just a special team. They might be the worst team in the country. I think they might be probably closer to the second worst team, but they're really bad. The last 10 games, they have lost all 10 by more than double digits. It's been pretty bad. And this line is only -8. I think it is moving to 8.5, 9 now, but anything under 10 seems pretty good. They've only covered one of those last 10 games. It's pretty atrocious for Delaware State. I think SC State should come in and do this. So grab SC State -8 on that one.
What was that number? You said 10 straight games they've lost by at least 10 points?
Yeah. No, it's wow. it's really ugly for Delaware State this year.
Wow. The MEAC. The MEAC. Don't tweet us to say, where is this game? It's in the MEAC. M-E-A-C. By the way, in the chat, either Mikey or Jay Smooth can take this one. Everyone, Christopher says, take North Carolina to beat Virginia Tech tonight. It's a lock.
Interesting.
I'll tell you in a half hour on Twitter. I woke up about 20 minutes before the show today. Full disclosure, I haven't run any numbers yet for college basketball.
Okay.
Well, I've seen that line tick up from 4 to 6. The Tar Heels coming up back-to-back 20-point blowout losses, which is almost unprecedented. So you got to think they show up at home, but and there are 9-0 at home. But Virginia Tech actually does very well in all the metrics, even though their record is not impressive. They've actually been a solid team in terms of all the analytics. If I had to, I would lean Virginia Tech +6.
And yeah.
I'm not playing it.
I'm not playing it either. I mean, this ACC has been just tough to figure out. Home teams have definitely been doing pretty well. So, yeah, I'd probably lay off. I'll let you know if I have a little bit more of a detailed take later, but it should be a good one.
All right. Follow all my guys on social media. They're active all day long. And that way you don't have to tweet at me and say, Coach, I missed that pick or I missed that advice. That's usually all my Twitter is these days. Coach, I missed this. Coach, I missed that. But we're happy that you're here. Just turn on those notifications. That's all you need to do. All right. Now, we've gone through two. We've got two more. And this man has been a silent assassin out there in the desert. So, Zach Simony, what do you got for us today, big boy?
I'm actually going with one of the sloppiest plays of the day, Coach. This was a theme for me last year. I haven't done it yet this year, but this was a theme for me last year to back the team.
Let's
to back
go.
A team on a horrible losing streak. I'm going to take Northeastern. It's down to -2.5 right now. They're going to take on UNC Wilmington in the CAA. They've lost 7 straight games, Northeastern. They're 6-12, 0-7 in the CAA. Their last win was actually the last time I posted on Sportsline 4 play with them, December 7th against UMass. I just look at them. They are a bad defensive team. That's why they've lost so many games. But I think they're going to have the offense in this one. And when you take a team like this, Coach, you know they're going to get down. They might get down 10 points. They might get down 12 points. But what I like here to go against UNC Wilmington here is this is their 4th straight road game since last Monday. I know they're 5-0 in conference, but I just think this is a scenario where maybe they have a halftime lead. You get to that second half in the 10-minute mark. That's when you start to lose your legs when you're on a road trip like that. So I think Northeastern makes a comeback in this one, and we're going to lay the points here, -2.5.
See, you just lay out exactly the emotional turmoil I go with when I bet with one of your plays, because that's exactly how the game goes. You're like, they're down 10. What in the world is Zach talking about? And then that final score pops up, and you're like, he did it again. So,
and I will add one thing with the Virginia Tech UNC game.
Yeah,
don't forget Virginia Tech has the Wofford ex-coach and a couple ex-players. They have a lot of familiarity playing against North Carolina from those days in the Southern Conference.
Look at that, Christopher. You got 4 different takes for your little chat there. Hey, we're interactive. We're all about the people. Come on. Now, this man's been there since day freaking one. And when we started this show, Maestro, last night, this weekend, was the entire reason for it. and we're just getting started. But the one thing that I have learned from you is I cannot rest on a win. I cannot just sit there and go, I just won, because then I get my butt toasted. So what are we looking at today forward?
All right, we're going to roll it back, run it back with the 49ers. Have been on them the first 2 weeks. Let's do it again, getting over a field goal. Everybody knows that Kyle Shanahan has beaten his former assistant, Sean McVay, six straight times, and I'm not putting that much into that because one game the Rams didn't care about. It was the end of the season. Several of them were close, but the one thing that does stick out is they are able to run the ball against the Rams. It's their scheme, the way they use Debo Samuel, the way they use the motion, the misdirection, 75 rushes for nearly 300 yards in the two meetings this year. And of course, they met in the final week of the regular season. The 49ers defensive front, 5 sacks, 13 QB hits. I'm not saying they win outright, but to get over a field goal when the injury news is good, Debo Samuel will be good to go. Trent Williams' x-ray was negative. They have an extra day of rest. This is going to be a great game. Give me over a field goal with the Niners.
And because of everything you just said, I would assume that this line will never go up to 4. So would you recommend getting it right now? Because I feel like doing it today.
I feel it should move to 3. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, there is one book. There are some books at 3 juiced, you know, minus 120, minus 125 for the Rams. But yeah, I think as the injury news starts to trickle out that it has been positive, that it will go down to 3. I hope.
All right. All right, so if it's at 3.5, get it in right now, because we tell you all the time, the reason for this show in the morning is to beat the number. And I don't care if it's on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or right before the game, we're all about trying to beat that all-important number. And the half point in this game could mean everything. By the way, all 4 games this weekend, all 4 decided on the final play of the game. How crazy is that? All 4. Final play of the game, which meant what? Well, other than the Chiefs, it was a field goal, right? Which means 3.5 cashes. That's how important half points are. That's how important.
And one other thing, Coach, because you talked about home field being important. In this matchup, we saw how many Niners fans were there in the first meeting, not the ones who just travel, but the ones that live there. They have a huge following. So, yeah, it'll be a home field edge for the Rams, but not like going to Green Bay or anything like that.
And I'm going to be a little selfish, because me and you are going to be hanging out together on Super Bowl week. So if the Chiefs made it, how great would that be? How great would that be? You wouldn't be able to shut me up. You'd be able to shut me up. All right, we are up against it. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos. Maestro's on the 49ers plus 3.5. We just told you, got to get it in and do it today. M squared, how about a little teaser? We hit those last night. I had my Chiefs in a teaser. Hit that. Chiefs minus 1, 49ers plus 9.5. I love that one. Jay Smooth, 2 plays from the MEAC today. MEAC. Norfolk State minus 7.5. South Carolina State minus 8. You heard that incredible Chick-fil-A nugget of the day, that 10 straight games, their opponent has lost by at least double digits. Let's lay the 8. Zach Attack, he's on Northeastern minus 3. I would encourage you not to watch the game. Just look at the final score, because you don't want to go through 2 hours like that. All right, and then from Sportsline, let's go Winthrop High Point over 136. We believe it should be closer to 146. Then the AB3 today plus 174, Virginia money line, North Carolina money line, Kansas money line. I guess we know who AB thinks is going to win that North Carolina-Virginia Tech game, don't we? All right, 5 takes, Christopher, on that game that we didn't even know about. All right, as my son so eloquently said last night on the show, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. Damn it, I love doing this. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Monday tickets, get out of bed, and live your life straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, putting in hours, putting in work, and doing it all for you. Maestro, M Square, J Smooth, Zach Attack, AB, can't forget about the jeweler, and everybody out there at home. We're all in this together. At the early edge. Good luck.
Hey, It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.